Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of New School Daddy. This is your boy, Rob. Kev, what's going on, baby?
Yo, what's going on, bro, man? We here today. Another beautiful opportunity to share with the world some great and wonderful insight from two magnificent men, you know what I mean, with great brains. You know what I mean? We came to bring it today. Everything good?
Everything's wonderful, man. Thank you, everybody, again, for tuning in to New School Daddy, where we talk about everything dad for everyday dads. Today's topic is going to be just another one of those conversations that we're going to have. You ever been in one of those situations where life is throwing you a curve? You know, when nature calls, you need to move, right? Or you need to pivot. You need to make a change, whether it be in your relationship, whether it be in your career, your job. You know, things happen. But how do you adjust, right? Sometimes these things that come to play are really big and calls for a major shift. You might have to relocate to another place in the country or the world, or, you know, you just need to reevaluate your whole situation and make other sacrifices that you didn't anticipate making. Today, that's what we're going to talk about. Kev, lead us in.
All right. So that goes without saying. Today is literally titled When Nature Calls. Love it. That was actually Rob's idea, right? Because we were bouncing back
how
to discuss this conversation, and you know, all these different things came up, but that was the one. So when you hear the term when nature calls, we usually think about a physical ailment, right? You've got to go and relieve yourself or something, right? Nature as in biological chemistry, all that great stuff, right? Anatomy. But let's take it a little bit further than that. I like to think of like when nature calls in a sixth sense. So, you know, you got the physical, what, the sight, smell, touch, taste, and hear, the five senses. But there's that sixth sense, right, that people can't put their fingers on, right? You can't grab it, but you know that it exists. It's that feeling, it's that intuition. And this is how we know it's real, because no one ever had to tell you when your relationship is about to end. You don't have to wait for someone to say, we have to talk, right? And you're like, oh boy. Like, you know before it ends that it's ending or it has already ended. It's a feeling, right? You know if you're in touch with that feeling when things at your job are going great, right? Or when it's like, oh, I can feel it, right?
Yeah, it's like a danger sense.
Yeah, right? Something's in the air. Something's going on. I don't know.
Spidey sense is kicking in. Something's happening.
Spidey senses, you know. So all that said and done, how do we respect that, right? How do we cultivate that? How do we use that to our advantage so that we can assess where we are, right? We can acknowledge, right, where we are. We can assess it. And then let's start looking at, okay, well, what's the destination, right? What's the goal? Where's the place we want to be in 2, 5, 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever? And then where are we in that context? And if we're not making that progression that we desire, then what must we do to recalculate, right? How do we pivot, change lanes, make that move across country, across the world, across our mind, you know what I mean? And getting out of a situation or a cycle that we keep having, whether it's with relationships or career or with our health or with our children, right? Whatever it might be. And let's become the best dads and moms and men and women and people that we could possibly be.
Right. I think
so. Let's hit it.
I think the first thing is to, like, when I think about it, and I've had many of these crises in my life where I need to make a quick change or a quick pivot, or life just, you know, came out of nowhere. I think you just need to stop. Right. Because, you know, we're always hustling and bustling. Everybody's moving. We all have a lot of things, especially when you have kids and a spouse. I think sometimes you just got to stop because, you know, things are going awry and you can't make, you know, a drastic decision without evaluating the situation. Right. Something's changing. You don't know what it is. You need to stop and listen and look. Right. So that you can make that change. I know for me, that's the first thing that I got to do. I just got to sit still, right? I got to look at what is going on and try to figure out, try to pinpoint to the best of my ability, what am I feeling and what is it? And then look into it, right? Hey, what do you think?
Yeah, I like that. So stop, right? I wish I could, you know, I'm gonna say I wish. At some point, we're gonna begin to put like a little like notes on the screen as we're having them in real time, just so we can keep track of this. This is great material. But yeah, when we, let's acknowledge that feeling that something ain't right, and let's stop, right? And I mean, that's a really cool way, because then let's look into what we do when we stop. We give ourselves time to acknowledge the fact that the sixth sense, and we can call it God or just our higher self or the universe, however we want to describe our feelings of something that is within, but also without, like outside of us, right? Acknowledging that what is within and what is also outside of us. Let's stop and get anchored in that. Like, let's chill for a moment. Let's figure out like, all right, you know, take a minute. What's going on? Let's take inventory, right? In that moment, whether you want to call it, take an inventory, meditation, prayer, silence, stillness, however you want to quantify it, or whatever your traditions are, just chill. Like, yeah. Peace be still. Like, just chill out for a minute and take inventory. And then that helps us to start putting together, okay, why am I not feeling so well? Or what are the signs that are coming to me, right, that I can sense, right, and connect the dots, right? And let's see what could happen or what is happening that's going to have a consequence that I may or may not want to have. And how do I make sure that I'm prepared for it or get ahead of it, right? And let me make sure I take control of my life and not have life circumstances take control of me.
Right. And a lot of times you want to do that sooner than later. You don't want to wait until it's too late, because like Kevin said, life will take over, you know, and you don't want to be on the back end of life. You want to either be right along with it, as far ahead of it as possible, but you don't want to be behind it. That, and we all know that's when things feel like they're out of control, right?
Oh, you're hitting it, man. You're hitting it.
And like, that out of control.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just like, yo, you know what I just realized? At times in our life when we hope for the best and just kind of rode the wave crashed and we crashed with it.
Yep.
When we, using a serpent or like the beach analogy, but like when you could see the current's about to take you in a different way or take you out to sea or something, oh, let me jump over here, right? And let me avoid this, something that could happen that would be really unfortunate, right? And then there are times when we're like, oh, yo, it's a beautiful sunset or sunrise, the water is warm, the waves are just right, let me get in here, the family, myself, or surf, or swim, or scuba dive. I'm about to have a great time. And you could time it, you could see it, you could smell it, you could feel it. And you took advantage of the moment and you got what you wanted out of the situation.
Right.
And what I'm realizing is that's it right there, right? Anything that we do in life, we got to get ahead of it. Because if we get ahead of it, we get to dictate how this thing comes out. We can ride with it and then we can enjoy it. And before it hits the, you know, before it buries itself up, let me jump out. But if we don't even pay attention and we're not paying attention to that sixth sense, especially, we crash.
But you know what? To be honest, I think most of the time when it hits the fan, it's already too late. Like we weren't paying attention, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's the bottom line, right? Like you can't control everything. Like you can't be ahead of everything because some things are just out of your control. Like you don't know, like the pandemic, just look at it for what it is. That came out of nowhere. And then a lot of decisions needed to be made with little information, right? And everybody was scrambling. Everybody was trying to figure out what to do, what not to do, what needed to happen, because all plans were changed with no information. Did not know how long that thing was going to be. A lot of people lost their jobs because the job didn't have the forethought to do what needed to be done in order to prepare for something that you don't know what's going to happen, right? And I think that's where you need to stop and evaluate your situation, like we're saying, right? You need to take that inventory of what's going on right now, and you need to do it as fast as possible. So that you can catch back up to the wave that you just got hit with, right? And then you can start the process of trying to get back ahead of it so you can ride it out. But if you are behind it, you're underwater, man. and you can't stay there for too long or you drown. So I think, because I know I have to, for me in my life, right? As much as I try to plan for everything, the thing that hit me was the thing that I didn't see coming. And you can't see everything coming. You just can't, right? But it's what you do when you get hit that makes the biggest difference. And if you're evaluating that situation, I think that's how we're able to get ahead. Like if you're in a relationship and all of a sudden you get hit with the, I don't want to be in a relationship no more. Whoa, where did that come from? Right? How were you supposed to see that coming? You can sit there with the woulda, coulda, shouldas, but right now you got hit with the wave that this could be over today, right now. Mm. Right? How do you fix that? How do you do that? Or, you know, for our folks who are in the military, the government can say, you're not at this base. We're sending you across the country or across the globe. What do you do?
What are your grades?
Right? Like, now, we all know the government got most of that figured out, but you got all those nuances that changed for you. You had plans based off of today and what you knew today, but that came out of nowhere. Boom, you got to go. Or looking at the situation with a war, right? Who knew? But what are you going to do? We're going to pack up. We going to the next country. That's what we're going to do. And we'll figure it out when we get there. Okay. That's what you got to do. Right. But some people didn't do that. Some people literally don't figure it out. They're on the back end of it. They're drowning. They know they're drowning. And that's it. So, like, you know, we want to have this conversation because we want to help with those people, the people who aren't able to figure that part out, the people who are slow moving, or they can't see they can't see outside of where they are.
Okay, but let's get into that, right? Because we talked around, right? And we've given the parameters about the topic and defining it. Now, let's not define it. I won't say fix ourselves, but let's assess ourselves, right? Let's assess a situation and how we can begin to show through example on how we can execute and better ourselves based on the concept that nature calls, and we need to pay attention to that and to the best of our ability get ahead, right? Or create a safety net of some type, right? To help us so that not if, but when life happens, right? When nature calls. So we can talk, about career, the kids, the relationships. I mean, which one you want to hit first? No. I know where I know where I want to go with it. Let's go. I want to go with the career first. And reason why, because Rob and I had an offline conversation about this the other day. And I was telling my man, so I was like, yo, you know, we both got, you know, families and homes and, you know, we've been paying our bills and doing our thing, but there's more, right? And not to get into the backdrop, but expectations play a lot, right? So if you come from humble beginnings, if you have kids that are, you know, doing, you know, rather well, they're in school, they're making decent grades, they're not in trouble or in gangs or something like that, you know, you don't have a teenage daughter that's, you know, got a couple of kids, oh, you're doing wonderful, right? You know, you're married, you know, cool, right? But if you come from any of the presidents, right, living or past, right, and, you know, their kids were, you know, having a modest of life, they'd be like, well, that's okay, but, you know, what happened, right? You know, they're supposed to be a CEO, you know, so the question becomes, and I was telling to Rob, like, we're doing well for average people, right, for people that come from humble beginnings, right? We've done better than our parents, right, so respect is due. You know, God rest her soul, you know what I'm saying, to Mama Rob, you know what I mean? And my mother, thank you, and all that great stuff. But we've done better than what our parents, you know, were able to achieve. And that for any parent is what they want. You need to do better than me, right? But if we put ourselves next to some of the other children, right, it would be like, oh, well, you know, you're supposed to get that, right? And not belittling what we've done, But I don't want to just be okay for where I was born or grew up, right? Like, I want to be in my mind, right? What and where I see myself and my capabilities, I want to hit that, right? So whether Bill Gates, right, or Warren Buffett is my daddy, or if my dad is like just got released from parole after like, you know, 25 or 35, 40 year bid, I want to hit the success that I see for me, that I feel right deep in my bones. And I was like telling Rob, like, yo, let's make some changes, right? Like, maybe, you know, we've had the nice safe jobs and, you know, pandemic and things have happened, you know, management changes, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, you know what I mean? Life, right? What do we do to get ourselves from having to be reactionary, where if the company does well, you know, cool, right? The company doesn't, you're the first one out, right? You know, what do you do when you don't want to have a great situation where one boss thinks you're wonderful, another one like doesn't, right? And, you know, your ability to provide is based on someone's interpretation of you. How do we get from around these parameters and just be the best that we can be wherever we go, or create an environment where we can do for ourselves in the sense that we create opportunities? You know, is that starting our own companies? Is that merging with other small businesses and creating a labyrinth or a network or a new company or a new joint venture, right? Is it working on your own company while you have your day job? But regardless, but more importantly, or most importantly, is what are the skills? What are the things that we need, the executive level functioning, right? That the thought process to go from good to great, or even from, you know, better to the absolute, like, you know, spectacular, right? How do we get to spectacular? And then how do we use that for our own gain? Because you can be spectacular in someone's job and they love you and they won't get rid of you. You'll be there spectacular, making them a bunch of money, and they will be on vacations and they'll be buying yachts off of your work. How do you put that genius that you have to work for yourself to make what you know you're worth and what you deserve? So that's the question for me personally. I don't want to just be good, right? I don't even want to be great. I want to be great, but be great for myself. So that's something that I'm happy in real life and in real time to be focusing on and putting together and developing and cultivating with a group of people that I work with as a small business owner, and the work that I'm doing and partnering with other organizations. That has been phenomenal and just fireworks going off, because now I have literally, I am morphing from having been a good employee, right? Give me something, here you go, give it back, to now I'm doing multiple things, right? And I'm having to look at things outside of just the, this is what I have to do today, I'm done, here you go, tomorrow, right? Now I've got to like look at things, okay, well, I got to look at how this all comes together, right? And then where they diverge and what's the major priority and how do I make sure that I'm taking care of my ability to look for where the gaps are, right? And make sure I manage the expectations as well as make sure that I'm covering and recovering and rechecking and doing things at a detail, a laser eye focus that allows for me to take my game and my organization to a whole new level. Because now I feel like that billionaire mindset, right? That multi-million dollar mindset, like I'm getting that. I think coming from working class backgrounds, we think like working class people, right? We think about how to get the job, how to get the deliverable, boom, 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 which is wonderful. Now I'm thinking about, okay, the deliverable, but not only that, what is the process? How do I make this thing better, more efficient? How do I, you know, broaden this perspective and add in new things or cultivate new technology or use different people to help because they have expertise here and there to make the time for the deliverables shorter, better, faster, right? It's a different set of expectations and a different mindset, which I'm so grateful that I'm getting a chance to cultivate. And I was telling Rob, like, yo, let's do this. Like, let's take New School Daddy, let's take our companies, let's take ourselves, because we can't physically go anywhere further than our minds will allow. So let's let our minds go to a place where, and I'm not talking like some pie in the sky, you know, name it and claim it, you know. No, I'm not talking on like some, you know, some hoopla, right? I'm talking about literally, like, let's define what and who we are, where we're going to go, or where we already are, right? And we're just waiting for time and space to coincide. But we can do that. Because when we was coming up, you know, with modest, you know, beginnings, we were already saying, yo, we're going to get to college. We're going to get, you know, we're going to get, we're going to be the fathers, right? The husbands, right? Have the families that we saw on TV that we wanted for ourselves that we didn't necessarily have, but we were going to have those things, right? And in spite of the circumstances and things that have happened, we've done that. You know what I'm saying? Your kids are behind you in that thing. I saw them running around earlier. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my kids is up there running around. I'm surprised y'all here on the thing. But we have achieved those things. So let's do that as fathers and as husbands, but as professionals and as entrepreneurs and investors and in everything. We got to see it and take nothing less than that. You know what I mean? The last podcast, you're talking about how you had some situations with, you know, the mother of your children, you know, back in the day, and a couple other guys that we know that really went through some really, really rough moments, you know what I mean, where the situation with the women wasn't working out, and, you know, courts and police and things are getting involved, and it's just getting crazy, right? And how dudes can see their kids sometimes, and they can, the courts are being disrespectful and, you know, whatever. But they had to get through that, right? Because they wanted to be around their kids, but whatever agreement came up or came out of the situation. But they were like, we're going to be in this. And that's how we're going to be about a lot of other stuff. Intentional. And nope, this is the expectation that let's make it work. And I'm saying that for you because I know that, you know, for some of our cast that we know, you know, the agreements and things that came out of it was egregious, right? To say, you know, the least. But that wasn't your situation. So if you know when you see a situation coming out in a way that it benefits you in spite of whatever is going on, let's take that same sense of urgency, that same sense of detail and commitment, and put it to work with everything else. And that's my view on inventory assessment, what's working, what's not working, and then how do we make the changes? So if you got to change the job or change who you're partnering with, right? If you got to change the people that you're spending your time with during the week, you got to change what you're playing on the radio, what you're playing, on your TV in your spare time, whatever you got to do to get yourself in that mind, in that space where you can take your vision and where you are to help you to close that gap. That's all we're doing.
I think the hardest part about that situation is, you know, it's like having two people. You got somebody who's right-handed, you got another person who's left-handed. Right. So their approach to bowling is going to be different, right? Because they process the information differently. If you find the answer to the question that you're asking about what we need to do, you'll be rich. There's so many different ways, man. And every situation calls for a different solution. And I think a lot of times people just get bogged down in that weed. Right. There's so many different ways to attack the same situation, especially when you're in the moment. It's always tough in the moment to try to figure out what's the best way. And I think that all boils down to who you are and being true to that. Right. So when you got hit with that wave, it's not time for you to try to be Superman if you're Batman. That's just not going to work. You know, you got to stay within the confines of what you're able to do and not able to do, and then trust in those who are around you. But you can't do any of that if you haven't, like, taken the time to just, you know, realize what's going on, right? If you're in a crowd of people and then somebody and shots are fired, right? What are you going to do? The first thing you got to do is get down, yeah. Right? Then assess that situation, and then you look for the exit. Right. Or look for a cover or whatever. And then from that point, what's the next step? And I think sometimes we just got to stay a couple of steps ahead, especially when we don't know what's going on or when everything's awry. You know, you just got to. All right. I need to know what the next two steps I'm going to do. Right. The goal is to get out of here. OK, what's the first two steps? What's the next two steps? And then as you take those steps through the forest, more of, you know, the plains are available to you. You can now see more, and then you can get more of a vision. I don't know where I'm going with that. But what I do know is, like, on an individual basis, everybody reacts differently. What I do know for a fact is that no matter what the steps that you're gonna, that if we can sit here and identify every step for somebody to figure out, they're only going to do 50% of what we say, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think some people putting together their own. I mean, whatever works for them.
But that's what I mean. If I give you this plan, you're only going to do 50%. That 50% is now your plan, because the other 50% is going to be what you come up with, and to get to that solution, because it's going to end up working best for you, right?
Yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, I think it just comes down to the steps look different based on the situation, right? Or yeah. they need to be tailored to that situation.
It does.
So you got to look at your situation and tailor it. But most of the time, it comes down to the discipline to execute. Like, for instance, and I don't know about you, but the first time I was somewhere and shots rang out, boom, 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 I'm like, oh, okay. Now, you know, after that happened to me when I was a younger cat, as I got older, where are we going? Who are we going to be there? Da, 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 da. I begin to ask more questions. I'm like, I'll pass on that. Right? Yeah. Like, and I think
that's part of the checklist. That's part of that evaluation of the situation.
Exactly. And if we go through situations at some point in our life, and we keep seeing them happen, like if you've been on a job 2, 5, 6 years, whatever, and you look up and you can feel when, you know, something's going on, is a shakeup, new structure, whatever, sales aren't quite right, and you get that gut feeling, and you've had a few times in your life where you had the same thing happen over again, right? Here comes the layoffs or whatever the catch is. You don't need to continue to go through the same thing multiple times to say, okay, well, either the industry that I'm in, right, or the level that I'm at in this industry makes me vulnerable, right? Yeah. Or if the industry is the level that I'm at, or maybe it's also I'm not using my natural talent and skills to having a different direction, or I need to go work for a company that is more stable. Who are the competitors? With people who are not always.
Or I got to up my skills.
Right. Up my skills. You know what I mean?
Or education. Something.
Right. Or maybe pick up a different set of skills where you are a part of like the middle piece that keeps the
you could be what they call an essential worker.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm a key employee.
But here's where I'm going with that, though, right? So we're carving out the details, and this is where someone's particular industry comes into play. But the generic part is, how do we assess and keep from being the person that is constantly being let go whenever there's something that happens? So if that's a concern, right, let's assess it. And just like you and I just did a second ago, let's figure out these things and then let's take these actions and let's get out that scenario. You know what I mean? And that's something that we don't have to put together a particular quote of action plan that's going to be everything all the time. But what we do want to do is cultivate the sense of curiosity in each and every man or woman watching this podcast, listening to us online, and saying, yo, whatever I'm going through, I can assess, right? I can look at what's going on, be still, take inventory, and then let me figure out what I can do to get from this situation to some other situation without having this happen again and again and again, right? Be it with the job, be it with relationships, I keep falling in love, keep having a good situation, and then 5 years later, 2, 3 years later, oh, we're gonna get married. Oh, it never works out. It keeps happening and happening and happening and happening. Well, what are we not doing, right? What are we seeing? Right? What are the things that we can do differently and take an assessment? And it's the same type of mindset that is the same sense of curiosity that we just utilize. We do the same thing over again to assess what are we doing right, right? What kind of person are we attracted to, right? What is their background in history? Why has my history been not working out so well? Is it, you know, look at myself, look at my parents, right? What do I not know? Am I reading any books on relationships? Am I going to any counseling? Am I, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So I mean, it just kind of sounds like the crux of the whole situation that we're talking about is all about stopping to assess, right?
And when nature calls.
When nature calls, you need to stop and assess. And then you'll figure out what the next steps are going to be. Right? Because no one knows your situation better than you. But somebody might know what the next step, like the best way to approach the next step, but that should be part of your assessment. I don't know what the next step is, but I feel like it's this, then you need to go find somebody who can help you bridge the gap between where you are and the next step so you can continue on. And right. I think that's also part of it, right? People don't do that part. Like we always tend to try to do it ourselves. And I think that's like a key thing, finding the person who can help us bridge the gap between where we are and where we're trying to go. Because you might be able to, like myself, I can see the end goal, but sometimes I'm not able to see the next step, right? Or see how I can get to the next step. And, you know, instead of sitting around waiting for, you know, somebody to come around and say, hey, why don't you just turn left, right? Go find somebody who can help you get to that next step. You know, if you're trying to change careers in your job, then what's the career? Go find somebody in that career. Or maybe it's finding a headhunter who works in that career and they can help you, or a recruiter who can help you put your resume together in order to apply and where to apply. And then you know that once you apply, you're good with the interview and answering the questions or taking the assessments. You're good on that part, but you just didn't know where the job was. That gap can be filled with a person, and it doesn't have to just fall on you. And what that's called is that's called wisdom, right? You're using somebody else's experience and knowledge to get you to a newer level faster, right? Instead of just trying to learn it yourself, which is just called knowledge, okay? So I just want to drop that on. That's what I'm thinking. You know, I think that's like the next step. It's just figuring out what it is. And then if you can't do it, who can help you? Sometimes it's just a mentor too. I want to throw that out there. Sometimes you just need to go find a mentor. But I know that's kind of hard because in this day and age, mentors have a price tag, and it's really hard to find somebody who just wants to help. And then being a mentor is also hard because it's kind of hard finding somebody who actually wants to do what you're recommending. So it's kind of tough.
Hey, ask. Like the number one thing there is to just ask a question.
Yep.
Put it out there in the universe. You know what I'm saying? Ask it as a prayer, ask it to a friend. You know, I wish I could just, when you ask, I found that the universe conspires to answer the question. But if you don't have I tell my children, what are you mad about? Well, you didn't give me this, or so-and-so wouldn't give me that. Well, did you ask? No, they were supposed to know. Well, that's why you don't have it, right? You have not, because you asked not.
That's not.
Like, open your mouth and say what you want, what you need. Right. And if you have the confidence to at least acknowledge that your needs are valid, and that's what to my children, you're valid in how you feel. Like, I validate them all the time. Like, you are valid, not to make them clingy, or, you know, we're growing up, you know, you see the cats who always was like sensitive, and, you know, they don't give what they want. I'm not trying to make them like, you know, I'm not trying to make those people who feel like they're entitled, right? Nah, this is not entitlement, right? This is not, you're supposed to have it because, you know, you're more wonderful than anybody else. No, but if there's something that you have a legitimate feeling about and you have a concern, you have the right to ask a question. Now, yep. Someone might answer it and be like, well, yes or no, but you have the right to at least ask a question. You can't go around pointing fingers at people for something that you have a misinterpretation about. Oh, they took that. Well, I know they took it. Is it yours? Well, no, but I saw it over there. Well, it could have been theirs, right? But you have the right to at least ask the question, especially when it comes to something that affects you. So I validate that. And I think if we validate ourselves and recognize that we too are worthy of asking for what we want, and if we need a mentor to help us with our marriage or with our relationship or why we've been engaged for a long time and it's not moving to whatever, or I'm with this person and they say they love me, right? And they do these things, but something doesn't feel authentic, right? Like, you have a right to feel and be validated for how you feel. I'm with this company and they keep saying, oh, next year you get the promotion, or next year, right? But I feel like I'm just being strung along. Your feelings, right? Your sixth sense is valid. And you have the right to speak on that. And if you're not getting the response that you desire, you have the right to even petition the universe, your God, or whatever your sixth sense is, or however you choose to recognize that. You have the right to petition that and ask for what you want. You have not because you ask not. So I ask for everything now. No. I come to a point where I'm like, look, No. I may not have, you know, somebody got born to a billionaire, right? To a billionaire. They got the golden Willy Wonka ticket. That's fine. I'll play the kid that wasn't born to the rich parents, but I better get my golden ticket. Because I'm asking for my golden ticket. And not because I want it better than somebody else. You can ask for your suit.
Everybody, ask for your ticket.
Yeah, but I'm asking for it, but I'm clear about I want my golden ticket now. There's a time like, no, I work hard and I do, you know, and there's no I do these things, therefore I deserve it. It is what it is. You ask. Mm-hmm. I have worked, I work, and I don't want to die in the rat race, right? Another, you know, here lies Kevin's tomb. You know, he loved his wife and his children. He worked hard and, you know, his kids got an insurance policy, right? You know, and that's okay. But I desire more, right? I want it to be, yo, here lies Kevin Martin, you know, grandfather, great grandfather, right? Who loved the community and helped through philanthropy. He and Rob started New School Daddy and it took off. And, you know, they had like, you know, the National New School Daddy something. And, you know, like Steve Harvey came down and was a guest mm-hmm. speaker, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I keep saying, I keep envisioning that, right? You know what I mean? And, you know, his company, you know, made the Black Enterprise number, forget all that. His company was successful and yep. he hired people from
his community. You want your flowers.
He helped people. Yep. No. But the thing is that I don't think I have to be born to some rich or famous person to do the things that I desire to do. If you want to build a business and hire people from your community or from other communities or do international trade and commerce, mm-hmm. you don't have to be born to parents who were wealthy aristocrats to do so. You can do it on your own, right? If you want to, you know, own a skyscraper, right? You don't have to be born to you know, someone that owns towers in New York City to do so. You can get in there and make it happen. And people say, oh, well, it sounds nice, but it's not popular. No, it better be. And for me, it's gonna be. And that's the attitude that I want to cultivate and leave all of you. You have the right to have what you desire as you are children and as we do in every aspect, be it professionally, be it with our relationships with our children, and especially with our significant other. That's all.
That's it. And that's where we're gonna drop the mic. Hey man. That was a good convo. Good convo.
Yeah, man.
I want to say thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Don't forget to continue the conversation down in the chat. If you're following us on YouTube, if you're listening to us on the podcast, hit us up on the podcast or jump on YouTube. Leave a comment. We want to continue the conversation. You know, we don't think that we're always right. We just have our own opinions, but we would love to have the conversation so we can grow together. To take, you know, to better the place, to end up in a better place than where we are today, right? And that's what this conversation was really all about. Trying to get our minds right so that we can position ourselves to be just better than who we were yesterday. All right, Kev.
Yo, love it, man. It's been a pleasure.
Out of here, deuces. And as all we say, lead with love, and everything else will follow. Peace.
Peace.